Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News with Lance Pry.
Senator Lindsey Graham said Monday that he tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. But infections in vaccinated people are still very rare and usually cause mild or no symptoms, as is the case with Senator Graham. It appears Graham may have exposed a number of other senators to the virus this weekend as he attended a weekend get-together on Senator Joe Manchin's houseboat. The United States on Monday reached the goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults a month late. Louisiana ordered nearly everyone, vaccinated or not, to wear masks again in all indoor and public settings, including schools and colleges. Three guests were injured Monday night after an iceberg wall collapsed at the Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The three guests were taken to the hospital, and their injuries are unknown at this time. The museum's owner said it wasn't immediately clear what caused the collapse. The attraction was closed following the incident. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The evictions moratorium is being passed down to the states. Tim Berg reports.
The White House is asking state and local leaders to use COVID relief funds to create their own eviction moratoriums. The White House passing the buck, saying too many states and cities have been slow to act. This comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on President Biden to extend the ban, which expired yesterday. But the White House has insisted only Congress has the power to do that. Alan Hammer owns two rentals, and he tells Fox News this moratorium has been a struggle for landlords as well.
I think that clearly, the lower income, the landlords whose tenancies are lower income people are hit pretty hard. We have built, our buildings are in better communities, nicer communities. Our tenants worked through the pandemic, and therefore they paid their rent. I think the small landlords, the mom and pops, and the landlords that are servicing the lowest income tenancy are the ones hit the hardest by this, and it's been a struggle for many of them.
USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Now that 70% of Americans have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, the new Delta variant is not causing more deaths. Harvard Medical School professor Dr. Martin Kulldorff on Fox News.
We're going to always have this virus with us. We cannot eradicate this virus. But the thing is, if you have had COVID or if you have had the vaccine, you have immunity. But immunity doesn't mean that you're not going to test positive, because you can still be exposed to the virus. This virus can still enter your body and it can even start to replicate. What the immune system does is it prevents you from having severe illness or death. So we're always going to have the virus with us. There's always going to be people testing positive. But the key thing is now when so many people, and especially the older people, have had a vaccine and others are immune because they've had the disease, we have seen a decoupling of cases and deaths. So when cases now increase, and it's not just in the U.S., but in other countries, in Europe, for example, the deaths do not increase in the same same extent. Mm-hmm. And that's what you expect when the disease becomes endemic after the pandemic is over. So in some parts of the world now, we are gradually entering the endemic stage. So if we shouldn't testing asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic people, if we did that for all the viruses in the same way as we're doing for COVID and then doing the media attention for every new case, we would all be hiding under our beds.
I'm Lance Bryan. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thank you for joining in and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. We've got plenty of problems out there and plenty of problem makers, if you know what I mean. Hey, good news that the U.S. has hit 70% vaccination rate a month behind schedule, I guess, as Delta makes a surge. The U.S. on Monday hit President Biden's goal of administering at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine to 70% of Americans. The CDC announced late yesterday 180,762,301 people, to be exact, or 70% of the American population, adults, had received at least one dose. According to the agency, as of Monday morning, a total of 346,924,345 doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered nationwide. Now, the three COVID-19 vaccines currently authorized for emergency use in the U.S. are produced by Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. The three vaccines haven't yet received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA usually takes several months to grant a vaccine full approval. Peter Marks, director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, which regulates vaccine, reported to the Washington Post or told the Washington Post last week that the agency typically requires at least 6 months to follow up on those who receive the vaccine in the clinical trials. With us right now to talk more about this is the very popular attorney, Thomas Renz. It seems like with all, I guess, the hunger of America to get the truth, what is becoming very popular right now are these different tours that are going on, whether it's the Reawaken American Tour. We got Bard Fest coming up. Thomas Renz is right in the middle of it because he's been the go-to expert when it comes to COVID. He's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC and DHHS regarding the COVID-19 lockdowns, mask mandates, business cultures, false PCR data, fraudulent death numbers, and more. Thomas Renz, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, wonderful to be here, Bill. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You are a busy man. I mean, you are in such demand. I'm glad that we could finally get you here to update our audience. It's been several weeks since we've had a chance to talk to you. In fact, you were so busy. I was in Anaheim a couple of weeks ago when you were there for the Reawaken American Tour with Clay Tour and with Clay Clark. I couldn't get to you. There was just, you were just so popular and surrounded. People had lots of questions to ask of you.
Well, popular or infamous, one of the two. it's such an honor. You know, I mean, I still kind of wonder what's happening. I don't think I'm all that important, but, you know, this issue is important.
Without a doubt.
And,
people are trusting you, Thomas. They're trusting you because you're giving it to them straight, I mean, which is more than we can say about the CDC and our government institutions that continue to fail us. For some reason, they think that we're not smart enough, and this is the problem. When things get mired in politics, all the wordsmithing, the spinning, and everything comes into play, and all people want to know is the facts. And that's what you've been doing. You've been giving the people the facts, and they're saying, thank you very much, Attorney Renz.
Well, and it's an honor to try and be a part of it. You know, it's an amazing thing. You mentioned that 70% number.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting number, except for one thing. This is, I had some of my people look at this, and we've been trying, I don't know if you've noticed, but, you know, one week we've got 40%, then we've got 60%, then we're back down to 50%,
yeah.
Then we're...
I know, exactly. I'm glad you brought this up, because I was curious about this, so go ahead.
I'm just going to tell you that I think that 70% number is an absolute lie, and I think it's put out there to try and say, hey, everybody else is doing it, so you got it too.
Right.
My guys have looked at it, and, you know, I really don't know the real number, but I'm going to tell you that we haven't really been able to find any support for it being higher than 30 to 40%. I mean, I don't see anywhere near 70%.
Are they trying to fold in the natural immunized people like myself who had COVID and whose doctor has said, actually, your immune system is stronger than if you'd have been hit by a COVID vaccine?
Oh, much stronger. In fact, a lot of the doctors are now saying that if you get the vaccine, it will, and you've already had COVID, it will actually weaken your immunity. It will destroy the immunity that you've naturally created. You know, I can't speak on that in detail because, I was trying to make sure that when I talk, I can back it up. And I don't have enough to say that for certain. But what we do know is that this is very damaging to your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw that study that the CDC finally begrudgingly put out. That showed that take the vaccine, become a super spreader. Take the vaccine and get sicker if you get COVID again. You know, the vaccine is nothing but dangerous. There's no reason to take it. To quote what a very, very highly placed medical professional said to me, and what I mean by highly placed is I mean a guy who would be known on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
And is an absolute expert on this. He said that we are just waiting for the biological catastrophe that's going to follow from this. We know that this is going to create an absolute disaster. We just are not sure how long it's going to take. And then the real question isn't going to be even how long it takes. It's going to be, can we get the truth out there? Are we going to still continue to lie about this and call everybody that's dying a new COVID case, a new variant, rather than just saying, yeah, they died from the vaccine? Because
right.
I just spoke with someone yesterday, and in her particular hospital, there were times where 100% of the people in ICU were vaxxed. 100%.
Wow.
And more than one time.
See, and we're hearing, and they're telling us the opposite, Thomas.
Yeah, they're outright lying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got to understand, we moved from misleading and stretching the truth to outright lying. The control over the media is so strong that they've been okay moving. No one's questioning them. I mean, the media has outright said we're gonna say whatever you say, and that's fine. It's collusion on the highest level. The result is murder. I don't know how else to say it.
Mm-hmm.
People are dying from this. They're not telling the truth. And I'm hoping we've got a pretty big press conference coming day after tomorrow. Or is it tomorrow?
Yeah, Wednesday. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm sincerely hoping, I'm trying to get some stuff ready. I'm hoping to be able to make a pretty big announcement for this.
Well, I won't push you to preempt it. Obviously, you put something up there like that. I can only tell our audience you have to wait until tomorrow to get it. But still, we have a lot more to report on as we go to break here, because we're going to be talking about this bombshell lawsuit with a government whistleblower. Says coronavirus vaccine deaths at least 45,000. That's a number we've never heard before, Thomas.
Yeah, and I think it's low, really low, from what I'm seeing now.
Wow, this is incredible. Well, as you say, our institutions are misrepresenting, even covered by the First Amendment right. The legacy media has abandoned their reason to exist by, getting into the bubble of the government and becoming...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Next month, the Tide Ministry celebrates its 75th anniversary of sharing the Word of God and the truth about Jesus through radio. The celebration will include a gospel read aloud during the Roxbury Holiness Camp meeting in Roxbury, Pennsylvania. Our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, helped establish Roxbury Camp and then served as the annual camp meeting director for 36 years. We're looking forward to campers joining hands with the Tide International Ministry partners to read through the Gospels in multiple languages. If you can't join us at Roxbury, I encourage you to read some scripture, then meditate on it, and marvel at the fact that God can communicate that same truth in every language known to man. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how it's speaking God's truth into the hearts of listeners in multiple languages around the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Like
18 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. That's our promise to you, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Attorney Thomas Renz is with us. He works with and represents America's frontline doctors. Make Americans Free Again, Ohio Stands Up. Thomas, at the event in Anaheim, I did have a chance, didn't get a chance to shake your hand and meet you face to face. We've done this on the radio many times, but I did have a chance to talk with Simone Gold. And a very impressive, it's kind of amazing. I mean, it wasn't enough for her to get an MD, but she decided to go and get her JD as well, right?
Yeah, she's a busy lady. She's got her fingers in a lot of things and certainly fighting hard to try and get our freedom restored, I guess.
Well, you know, what I'm excited about, for the most part, is there is more people than we realize that are on Team Truth. You know, we're pursuing the truth, right? Exactly. I mean, all that is being squashed. It's being canceled because we do not fit the narrative. And whether it's Facebook, these other social media giants, the government itself, I mean, it is amazing what they're doing. And it's so obvious. I mean, even like, you and I were just talking off air about Michael Lindell's special symposium that's going to come a week from today. 72 hours of evidence that, listen to the facts, listen to the evidence and what he's put together. I mean, here's a man that's he's opened up his own wallet. He's spent millions of dollars. It's even cost him part of his business because yep. He's been pursuing the truth. And he's going to lay out the evidence. And it's quite compelling. And as you know, on that weekend, the big headline was that based on his mathematical analysis, and this is the thing, see, they think, oh, this guy's just a pillow guy. What does he know? This guy is a mathematical geek. He loves math. He understands it. In fact, I shared with people that he admitted that his math abilities, drew him to the gambling table because that's what supported his crack cocaine addiction, right? So, when you've got that kind of motivation, you got to be pretty good, especially if you're making money on the tables, as we know for some of us who have gambled, in a very amateurish way. But there are obviously some people that are professional, and probably Lindell was regarded as a professional at the time. So this guy knows numbers, all that to say. And the number that he has estimated right now in terms of the vote, he says Trump garnered 80 million votes to less than 68 million for Joe Biden.
Well, let me tell you, so I know a number of people on that team, and it's not just Lindell. I'm going to tell you that one of his scientists who's deeply involved in this, one of the smartest guys I've ever ran across, the first time I met him, he actually described to me a waterfall in terms of math. I mean, I don't know who does that, but yeah, I mean,
somebody who has a lot of time on their hands and actually has the acumen, right?
Well, I don't know that he has so much time on his hands. It's just that's how he views everything in the world is in terms of math. And, wow. You know, Doug Frank, just a brilliant guy, mm-hmm. These guys are, math doesn't lie.
Yes.
Math is math. And 2 + 2 = 4, no matter how many ways you look at it. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is that, this isn't my my realm, mm-hmm. but I'll tell you some of the math that they presented to me, and I'm pretty solid on my math. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not like these guys, but I'm very comfortable with any math you want to give. The math that they presented is inarguable. I mean, it really is just rock solid. And yeah, the question I have is the same question I have everywhere. You know, it's like COVID. Yeah, why? What are you trying to hide?
Exactly.
Why do you got to hide it? What, you know, if you don't have anything to hide, why are you hiding it? You know, the government has data on the COVID deaths, on the COVID cases, on the vaccine injuries. Why are they hiding it? And don't tell me bears. They have they have separate systems, 11 or 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all this data. They're not sharing it. They're hiding it. Why? They, you know, this information on the election. Why would you oppose an audit? If you don't have anything to hide, why are you hiding it?
Exactly.
It doesn't disenfranchise anybody to have an election audit. it enfranchises people. I mean, if there's a mistake, don't you want that cleaned up? That's absurd.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, wherever we go, we see these absurd ideas that, well, we shouldn't look at this. What do you mean we shouldn't look at it? Yeah, shine the light of truth on everything.
Amen.
I don't, you know, my the fundamental bottom core foundation of my whole platform is let's get to truth. You know, I said this from the beginning. They can discredit me real easy. Give me access to all the raw data. Let me have it independently evaluated. And if I'm wrong, I'm discredited and I go away.
Exactly.
Same thing with the election. Same thing with any of this. You know, it's just when you're lying to people outright and presenting it as truth, that's the problem. Yeah, and that's
But Thomas, they've been getting away with this for decades. They have been lying, and they get away with it. You see, you have a standard because it's a standard that most of us have that understand and embrace the truth, and that is, look at, hey, if we're wrong, we'll say we're wrong. The Democrats don't know that. That is not part of their DNA. I mean, even recently to the point where they're, you know, trying to tell the people, well, no, it's the Republicans who shouted defund the police. You know, it's the Republicans that wanted to, you know, do these, you know, pernicious actions, against the people. They're deflecting clearly what we have plenty of evidence and tape of them saying. They're saying they didn't say it. So, but this is part and parcel of their personality and their DNA makeup, because it's all about power and control. At the bottom line is what Lindsey Graham said during the hearings with Brett Kavanaugh. He said, it's power and control. And he says, I hope to God you don't get it.
Yep. Well, that's the problem here, is that power and control are fundamental to everything that's happening. And what you got to ask yourself is this. You know, me and my side, my people, all we do, we get ridiculed in the press, we get attacked, people are losing their jobs. They've lost their investments. They've lost their money. They're attacked everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What have we got to gain from this?
Right.
What have we got to gain? The other side's getting trillions of dollars. They're getting new billionaires right and left. Their money, power, control. What are we getting out of this? I can assure you on a daily basis what I'm getting out of it is an ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough fight. So, you know, ask yourself, do you want to believe the guys who are going to say whatever they got to say for the bazillions of dollars that they're getting? Or do you want to, actually get, you know, ask these questions? Because we're not even telling you what to think. We're saying we want the data.
Exactly.
The truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And
so,
yeah, and here it is, like you said, with all these numbers, whether it's COVID or other things, you know, we mentioned in the last segment, and we got about a little short of 2 minutes left here, Thomas, this bombshell lawsuit with this government whistleblower. Break that down for us, if you would.
Well, I mean, so they authorized this drug. They didn't approve it. It's only approved under an emergency use authorization. All three of the vaccines, they all include either aborted fetal cell line or have been tested on or with. So, by the way, it's a religious exemption.
Exactly. Amazing that they didn't use it on any animals, right? But I found that to be interesting.
Yeah, initially they didn't, I think, I don't know if they've done any tests on animals yet. Initially, no, they did not. And, we're just saying, listen, there's no informed consent. I mean, you go in there, you get a jab, you get this crappy little sheet that doesn't actually meet the requirements for informed consent. And that's if you get anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're lying about everything related to this. It's illegal. It's been authorized in an illegal way. It's being pushed in an illegal way. And everything that they're doing is illegal. So the case says, hey, since this is all illegal, it needs to all go away.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we're being conditioned for something else down the road, Thomas Renz, I believe.
Well, you know, Fauci is funding more gain-of-function research as we speak, and I believe, I have to double-check, but I believe he's doing it here in the United States, and I believe he's doing it on Ebola now, because we need to make that more dangerous.
Well, Thomas Renz, I got to say, the gain-of-function, that's just a fancy way to talk about biological warfare, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's a dangerous and unnecessary thing.
and it's done for, I mean, I literally can come up with no good reason to do it.
Thank you, Thomas Renz.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Lindsey Graham said Monday that he tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. But infections in vaccinated people are still very rare and usually cause mild or no symptoms, as is the case with Senator Graham. It appears Graham may have exposed a number of other senators to the virus this weekend as he attended a weekend get-together on Senator Joe Manchin's houseboat. The United States on Monday reached the goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults a month late. Louisiana ordered nearly everyone, vaccinated or not, to wear masks again in all indoor and public settings, including schools and colleges. Three guests were injured Monday night after an iceberg wall collapsed at the Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The three guests were taken to the hospital, and their injuries are unknown at this time. The museum's owner said it wasn't immediately clear what caused the collapse. The attraction was closed following the incident. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeff Kemp joins us now. The Ivy League graduate who played 11 seasons in the NFL is more passionate than ever about strengthening men, marriages, and families. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. This topic may be a little on the edge of what you and I have discussed before, but this is something that, you know, people are wondering about, and they've asked repeatedly here, Jeff, is that, you know, is God judging us? And I asked that of our good friend Phil Hotzenpiller yesterday. He says, not so much as God is judging us as we're judging ourselves. And I liked the way he framed it, because it really puts the responsibility on us as opposed to people of, say, of less faith or no faith, who look at God as being this, you know, cosmic killjoy that comes down with his hammer like whack-a-mole, just looking for an opportunity to, you know, beat the sin out of us.
I think Phil's explanation that we judge ourselves by living in a world that has rebelled from God,
mm-hmm,
and his peace, his shalom, his complete harmony and perfection that he intended. You know, Adam and Eve and all of us said, hey, I think I can do it my own way.
Right.
And in doing so, we live in a fallen world that has cancer, volcanoes, earthquakes, diseases. And in this case, a disease that has had a couple waves of tragic consequences, particularly on the vulnerable. Mm-hmm. But why would the Lord, who loves the vulnerable, and calls us to care for the vulnerable directly judge us by affecting the elderly or those who have a particular weakness. So in a sense, I think that Phil is right. But God is sovereign. Mm-hmm. He is able to judge, not just in eternity, but in the here and now. We remember in the New Testament that Ananias and Sapphira, the couple who pretended to be totally sold out to God, excited about him, claimed his name, said, we're selling this property and giving all the money to God so we can really serve him. But they kept some of the money themselves.
Mm-hmm.
God was very concerned about that lying spirit. That
said, right.
Totally for you, but I'm not. And they were judged. They were struck
yes.
down and killed.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't a common everyday occurrence that we see in history. So mm-hmm. God can judge, but I think that the consequences of this fallen world mm-hmm. are a great example of us judging ourselves in a fallen world.
Well, Jonathan Kahn, in a conversation I had with him last year, talked about the 19-year cycles that we go through, that America has gone through, and he called it the shaking. And, of course, 19 years previously, before the pandemic came out, we had 9/11. And so he had predicted. He said, well, we've got a shaking coming. We didn't know it was going to be a pandemic, but this is what it's turned out to be. Now, when God shakes things up, he's trying to get our attention, isn't he? Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, Bill. I had a pause there for a second. I missed it. I think he's always trying to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
We should have kept our attention on him all along. And when we say that, you know, he's got judging right now, the real judgment is the judgment of our soul. Mm-hmm. And that will come. And we need to pray and live strongly so that others find the answer to their souls. Departure from God, and the fact that your eternal life, which you will live eternally,
mm-hmm.
will be either with God or will not. And the only way to get there is by letting Jesus take that punishment and judgment for our departure from our sin.
Exactly.
I can't analyze America, the world, ups and downs, as much as in this world, all things, even evil things, will work together for good.
Mm-hmm.
For those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. And I think that's the distinction. Many of us say, oh, I love God. I'm a Christian. I go to church occasionally. You know, I want him to bless me. No, are you called according to his purpose? Because he has a wonderful purpose, an eternal purpose.
Yeah.
That he is the goal of life. Rick Warren said, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about God.
Amen. Yeah, and he is a jealous God. He wants our full attention. And and this is something that you have to decide for yourself. And in light of this pandemic, you know, and as I said, Jeff, there is some good in this blitz that has come upon us if we look to it. Do not get bogged down by all the information, the propaganda that's putting out there. And I don't blame people, you know, because this is what we're getting bathed in, you know, even from our government officials. We got to remember in this postmodern Christian world we live in, and even though we may have a Catholic in the White House, this is not representative of even past examples in the Old Testament where we would see the leadership that would understand that they were going to be judged of God. And what did they do, Jeff? I mean, the kings would repent and then the rest of the people would follow. We're not seeing any of our leadership repenting here. In fact, it's almost like they're doubling down on arrogance. And so all I'm saying to our listeners is that you have to choose for yourself. You know, you've heard Jeff and I talk about a revival, that a revival is needed. Well, go be that revival. Be a revival of one. This is, you know, you'd be surprised what one person, the difference that one person can make, and how you can touch your neighbors and your local communities, your own family members, when they say, hey, you know, what's up with Jeff? You know, what's going on here? We realize that there's something different about Jeff Kemp right now. And the difference is Jesus. The difference is his renewed commitment to follow God no matter what. Right, Jeff?
Yes. I think the word humility, you brought that in there. All through the book of Judges, as Israel kind of operated in a way that said, let's do what we want to do in the way we think is right in our own eyes. It said there was no king. Everyone did what was right in their eyes. Well, the king in our country, the government in our country, the Congress or the president, there's not an extensive humility that follows the Lord or his ways. Mm-hmm. So we are accountable to do it ourselves. And as you said, it all starts with humility.
Right.
When you are humble, you say, you know what? I'm not here to judge others. I'm here to say, God, in my own way, I've gone against you. In my own way, I need you. I can't have pride control me. And I'm going to apologize for my sin, not just to God, but to a brother or sister,
exactly.
To my spouse or the person that I have offended. I need to stop being a critic and be a humble repenter. All the revivals that have come in history came when the Holy Spirit had a powerful move. And the Holy Spirit moves in us when we move all of our junk, all of our pride out of the way, empty ourselves, and the Spirit comes in. That's why repentance, which is, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
God, I've been doing this. God, my drinking's out of control. God, my love of money is out of control. God, my love of attention and popularity. God, my addiction to social media. God, my lifestyle being the God of my life. God, politics being so important to me that I get mad at people and I yell at the news every night. That's out of control. I need to repent of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It could be many things. We know that there's pornography. There's sexual sin. Lust. Mm-hmm. Anger. Bitterness.
Yeah, it's...
And to your kids. You know, drinking and drugs and all these things. We need to repent. If we repent, cry out to God, say, I need you, I'm sorry, he will forgive us, and the Holy Spirit then fills us. That's where repentance will start to spread.
Amen. Yeah, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is as appropriate today as it was then. It is the direct, you know, not that God is necessarily based on formula, but he said, here's how it works. You know, if my people, it starts with my people who are called by my name. If you're called by God's name, then listen up. You need to, as Jeff said, humble yourself. You know, we've got to humble ourselves. We seek God's face. You ascend to God and you say, you know, hey, I've blown it on all these levels. This is what I've done. Lord, I confess my sin to you. And God says, look, if you're going to do that, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to forgive your sin, and then I'm going to heal your land. Isn't that what we want, Jeff Kemp?
We do want our land healed, but we also want to remember that we live for eternity. Your
yes.
treasure is Jesus Christ and life you have in his kingdom. And it's not just for 60 or 80 years. It's for eternity.
Jeff Kemp, you're awesome, buddy. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks. No, Jesus
thank
awesome.
You. Amen. Jeff Kemp, right here on the Bill Martinez Show.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. plans today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, you will see on the front page of our website. Go to Sam's Corner, and she has all these great stories to share with us to lighten up our heart and realize, even in the midst of all this crazy stuff and the cancel culture and CRT and negative stuff that is not enlarging anybody or encouraging anyone, if anything, it's bringing us all down. But you go to Sam's Corner, and it's therapeutic, let me tell you. And you read these stories of everyday Americans living life, just looking out for one another. And it lifts your heart, Sam. And I just cannot thank you enough for your faithfulness, to get this out to us every week. So thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah. I'm always happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well,
you share the good news.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, and especially this one. You've got a father who, I guess, he's blind, right? And he saves his twin daughters from a house fire despite not being able to see, or was he just blinded from the fire?
He's actually blinded from the smoke that was being caused by the fire. This is up in Michigan. And Ray Lucas and his girlfriend had gone down to the gas station. When they came back, they found out that the house was engulfed in flames. His mom and his niece were standing at the door, and they're frantic. And he had 2 18-month-old daughters. They were downstairs asleep in the basement. And so, of course, you know, his fatherly instincts kick in. And he said that, you know, with everything, like all the smoke and everything that was in there, he had to go through the house purely based on memory. He just knew where the girls were sleeping, and he knew the layout of the house. And so he makes his way down, and he ends up being able to rescue them. They both, one experienced smoke inhalation, another one got some burns, but they're going to be able to recover. He also got burns on his arms, and he ends up being blind for 3 days because of the damage he receives going through. But, you know, by some miracle, he's able to rescue these girls, and he's able to see. Oh. And, you know, they lost all their possessions in the fire, but they were able to get out as a family, and now a fundraiser has been started for them, and they've raised almost $500,000 for this family. You know, something that could have ended completely, and, you know, the burns and everything that they experienced is just so tragic, but just the fact that they got out alive, it's amazing. And it really shows you the fortitude of dads to go in there when nobody else can see. It's like you can't see, you can't, you know, you're about to, you're facing like impending death, and you go anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like the other thing is, and the other thing it reminds you of for just a moment of just in terms of time, a moment in time, how every second, every minute is so critical. You know, if they'd have spent extra time at the store and didn't get back in time, if there was any hesitation by the father, you know, what happened, you know, minutes after he got those girls out of that basement, you know, and how that inferno really ignited all the more, and what, you know, could have been, but for a few moments in time.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's a really good point, because it just, you know, if the line had been a little extra long, or if they had just taken a little extra time to do a little extra shopping or whatever they needed
exactly.
to do, it could have changed everything. So it just makes you happy to see stories like this whenever they have a happy ending, because so many of them don't. And dads like that.
Exactly. See this deal, this moment in time, and this reminds you. I mean, at least for me and my perspective, it reminds me there is a loving God. You know,
absolutely.
You know that somehow, and having not the opportunity to talk to them directly, I'd be curious to hear their sense of it. If they believed, the father believed that the hand of God was in this to save these girls. I believe there's another part of the story yet to be heard. I'd love to hear it somewhere down the road. This next one is a woman with special needs wanted to be a cook. So this restaurant made it happen. Tell us the story.
You know, whenever you think of somebody having special needs, you think there's such a wide variety of things. And this is Jordan's Deli and Falling Waters. And they have a place that's kind of geared towards helping people with special needs. But there was a young girl named Angelina, and she wanted to be a cook. Well, Angelina is not able to walk around. You know, she doesn't have the bottom half of her body. And so how are you going to be a cook? You know, it requires you to be up and moving around. Well, thanks to a special customer, you know, a special customer who also happens to be her grandfather. Yeah. He built a bench and they made some adjustments to the layout of the kitchen. And now thanks to that, Angelina is able to cook, which I just think is amazing. Like, what an amazing triumph on her part to want like being a cook is not easy. If you've ever been back in the kitchen at a restaurant, that is probably the hardest job in the restaurant, trying to be back there with the heat and all the different orders coming in and all this different kind of stuff. And apparently she makes the best Reubens around. And you wonder how many opportunities, you know, if people are given opportunities, people who you would have thought otherwise couldn't contribute in that way are able to contribute and really impact society.
Well, you see, and this is so important for an individual's mental health. You know, how many people are cast in the wrong job? I mean, according to the U.S. labor force, less than 10% of people in the labor force feel fulfilled. They just feel like they're a round peg in a square hole, much less people who maybe are stuck at home and just feel like, well, there's just, you know, I want to do this. I want to be a cook, or I want to, you know, be a pilot, or any other aspiration that keeps gnawing at them. And, you know, thank God that for this girl, that she had a relative that had the wherewithal and the faith and belief to, you know, see it through. And, of course, it all came together, too, with this restaurant being sensitive to people with special needs. And here you, I mean, to me, the big celebration is that you've got a human being, a fellow humanoid who is, you know, living their dream, doing what they've been designed to do, regardless of their seeming lack of capacity or disability, right? And it's kind of like you and I have talked about Nick Vujovic. He has the ministry, you know, Without Limbs, and he was born without arms and legs. And his story is phenomenal. And in fact, Al Parada was telling me last week that he attended the Promise Keepers event, and Nick spoke, the entire stadium was totally quiet. That this odd figure without arms and legs could capture the attention of thousands, and he does this across the country. He is most amazing, is that people, you know, Nick is able to neutralize his disability, his seeming disability, in the matter of seconds, Sam. If you've ever seen him, it's worth a view. You know, look him up on YouTube. But if you ever get a chance to see him in person and see how somebody, you know, that would be looked upon as a disability, and some countries, they would have aborted him. His parents were given that option to abort him, and they chose not to. And his dad especially was one to encourage him, you know, beyond the disability. And, I mean, he is a character. I mean, there's nothing that he wouldn't try. In fact, he's with his buddies one day, and they're out by the lake, and he says, "Hey, I think I want to swim." And they're like thinking, you got no arms and legs. What are you going to do here, you know? And, "No, just throw me in the water." And he insisted, so they throw him in the water, and, you know, he's kind of like bobbing like a cork, and his buddies say, "Oh my God, we're going to drown him. What are we thinking?" You know? And after a few, you know, stressful moments, Nick gets his bearing on this deal. And next thing you know, he's just like floating around on his back, like, you know, a duck in water. I mean, it's unbelievable. But this is what he does. It's incredible. So, anyway.
I think the first time I ever saw him, he was actually kind of like in the water. And so it kind of grabs your attention. And, I mean, what he does is amazing beyond words. So, quite an inspiration to us all.
Well, without a doubt. Now you got a Riverview boy who was adopted by HCSO, a detective, after surviving being stabbed and set on fire by his father. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, this is a story that starts off tragic. This story starts off when his father, a guy named Ronnie O'Neill, ended up murdering this little boy's mother and his sister, and he nearly kills him. And this is back in March of 2018. And one of the responding officers, one of the responding Hillsborough County detectives, was a guy named Mike Blair, and he was called to the scene. And so Ronnie was the little boy also. He was later adopted. Ronnie O'Neill was a little boy. He was later adopted by this detective. And it all kind of started when Ronnie's sitting in the hospital room and he looks at the detective and he's like, "Can you just stay and watch a movie with me?" And, of course, this detective's heartstrings are getting pulled by this little boy who's been through such a tragedy. I mean, this case was actually pretty widely known because of the devastation of it. And Ronnie ends up having to testify against his own father. Mm. And anyway, so the detective's like, "I have to go back to work, but I have a date night tonight." He calls his wife and he's like, "Can we come here instead of going on a date?" And him and his wife go in and they sit with Ronnie and watch a movie. And they said at that moment, he just felt like part of their family. And now he's officially been adopted and he has this whole new life with these people that, you know, you meet under these most tragic of circumstances, but it brings you together. And, you know, he has a life now that he probably could have never imagined at that moment. And, you know, just bless those detectives. They have a huge family, and I think he's thankful to be part of it.
Oh, without a doubt. So many more stories to report that we can't get to because we're out of time. Talking with the Good News Girl, Samantha Mount. Go to Sam's Corner. You'll read about a woman who keeps a family of three from drowning, a dog missing for 2 years, reunited with a family after being spotted on TV, and a seven-year-old who felt like Spider-Man. It's all right there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years.